word, just like house dust, barely touched it. You can clearly see it on the cathedral piece, the white quartz, purple amethyst, red iron ore on top. Amethyst is the only rock I know that grows, and I use that term very loosely because I'm not a geologist, but every crystal will grow in a hexagon shape. No matter how big or how small, every crystal will always have six sides. Some people believe that amethyst is the healing crystal. If you go back in the old days of the radios and the wind-up watches, they all had crystals in them. Every crystal emits energy. Every geologist will back me on that one statement. Amethyst happens to send out a calming, healing energy. There is no difference in value being light or dark purple. It's just a matter of preference. If you have a rule, you have to break it. We're walking up to Black Gem. It is so dark, it actually looks black. A little bit more uncommon than the purple and the lavender amethyst. You're not going to get rich when you find a piece of it. But the darker the crystal, the more healing properties amethyst has. Mm. Breccia stone was created, the earthquake shattered the Great Canadian Shield and all the surrounding boulders. All these hundreds and thousands of pieces of rock fragments got naturally cemented together when the amethyst was being formed. This is exactly how it all comes out of the ground. Nothing's done except the mud is taken off. This is a breccia stone here. And a bug. A bug is a cavity in the rock. It goes 30 or 35 feet in length, or the length of your baby fingernail. But when hot water was swirling through, carrying all kinds of minerals, it allowed amethyst to form on the sides, and that is called a bug. There's a big bug at the far end. When we get there, you can put your arm in and feel amethyst all the way back. Mm. We use jackhammers now, but in the 60s and 70s, they didn't have the safety standards that we have now. Mm. So a lot of the miners retired with permanent hearing loss. They also lost the sensation in their fingers.
Oh,
12 hours a day of constant vibrations, and they killed the nerve endings. You lose those two things, you never get it back. Oh. We partnered up in recent years with Lakehead University Geology Department. They do research all over the area, not just here. And they have set down literally thousands of feet of drilling down and come back thousands of feet of core samples.
Wow.
Because of their research, we know where the amethyst is, how deep it is, how wide the vein is. Where we're mining now, we've got about another 100 to 150 feet of amethyst yet below.
Ooh.
Yeah, this mine is good for another 60 years.
Wow.
The original owner dynamited the mine. He wanted everything quick and fast because he was using it for construction.
Yeah.
Or he had later load it onto freight trains and it would go all across Canada and the U.S. Current owner does not dynamite, it's pickaxe and shovel. Labor intensive work is bringing out the crystals as intact as possible. We're walking up to the fault line of the earthquake. It runs about 1,100 feet east to west, 60 feet across. Right now it's about 60 feet deep. Gets a little deeper every year because we are mining it.
Mm.
Sometimes they do what's called soft dynamite. They just kind of shake the ground up a little bit, make it easier to work with pickaxe and shovel. They also use high-pressure water hoses. They can blow the sides and deck off. Get the mud off and see what's hiding underneath. You can't see Andy, but he's straight down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because he's working straight down on here, we have to move all of the big boulders away. It's a little disconcerting to be working underneath these huge boulders.
Oh, yeah.
But when they move the boulders, you can see amethyst popping.
That's awesome.
Where he's digging now is a wider vein, so they're coming out with the bigger crystals.
Oh.
Once they're through this vein and getting into the smaller display specimens, you won't see the big vein again for another 20 years.
speaking from Boston.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's exciting.
You three are standing on $1 million truck. The original miners thought they had $1 million mine, and when she was working in the mine, they called it the $1 million truck. So when the current owner mothballed it, they kept the nickname $1 million truck and put her up there. All trucks have one leaf spring. She had three, carrying that much weight going down that hill. 3 or 4 tons of weight going down that hill behind you.
Yeah.
And a welded deck.
Maybe.
Here's where it gets hard. Now you have to decide what you want to bring in. But in any case, have fun. Flip-flops, watch where you put your feet.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Thank you so much.
If you go just to the front end of that water.